Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Thank God for the gift of salvation, and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give you all the praise and give you all the glory. The opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Father, we are grateful for the gift of salvation, the opportunity to gather with other believers in your presence to pray. We don't take it for granted. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for all that you've done for us in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, where there's no guidance, a people fall, but in an abundance of counsel is their safety. Thank God wherever you are for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. Father, we are grateful for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. Jesus, we are grateful that you constantly preserve the life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. Jesus, we are grateful.
We thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done for us in Jesus' name.
Psalm 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, that would not despise. Let us ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way that we have trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. Chapter 46, verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Amen.
Amen.
We are praying and asking that God's will for our lives as individuals, and also for the ministry in its entirety, in relation to his end time kingdom agenda, should be established. Pray from the depth of your heart, Lord Jesus, we ask that. Establish your purpose for our lives as individuals and also for the ministry in its entirety. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the end time kingdom agenda, establish thou your purpose for us. Establish thou your purpose in our midst. establish your purpose in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, let your counsel stand. Jesus, let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, establish your purpose. In a way that, Lord, the enemy will not have a place. Will not have a place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. Touch our finances, touch our work. In the name of Jesus, let us see increase. That will come to serve the kingdom. Increase that will come to serve your purpose. Increase that will serve society, serve our family, serve us as well. In the name of Jesus, my God. Touch the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus.
Let our work be fruitful. Let your name be glorified. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Give you all the glory.
Jesus' name.
3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who in his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, shall live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are praying, enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Let us pray. Father God, we enforce the divine provision of divine health, oh God, over our lives, our families,
the leadership,
our loved ones, leadership,
Lord, in the chapters, in the name of Jesus, we walk in divine health in the name of Jesus.
That your divine health constantly flows to us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, let your divine provision of divine health flow to us, O God, and all that concerns us, so that we can serve in peace and health and strength. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you the thanks for answered prayer.
Lord, we thank
Lord,
you.
We give you all the glory that whenever we call
you,
you
all the thanks,
you hear us.
For answering our prayers,
you hear us
and
you
thank
answer
you, Lord.
Us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise.
Jesus.
We give you all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name.
I am ye guessing in team. Yes, I said I was saying. Wakwan yinemu Wayem ye kesi nunti Esese me dawasi Wakwan yinemu Yeah.
just for about 30 seconds. Let's thank God for all that we've been learning, specifically at Blessed Monday, for God releasing, is leading by His Holy Spirit, leading us in the areas, the specific areas of learning.
Thank you for leading us in this year of learning, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for teaching us to be
Jesus, grateful
for our spiritual lives. So far. Music,
blessings, your holy name.
Thank you for your word that is
Jesus,
we
give you all the glory. We honor and we adore you. Listen,
thank you for your word. Thank you for your word.
Jesus, we lift you high. We give you all the glory. Thank you, mighty Father. Thank you, almighty God. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We give you all the praise because you're faithful in all your ways. Jesus, thank you for everything you've been learning so far. In the name of Jesus.
We've been on the topic intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers. And we've been looking at walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom. Under walk in wisdom, today we are looking at a subtopic titled work. Work. In walking in wisdom, we looked at the first being fear God in our previous session. We looked at fear God. And then to walk in wisdom, the second point we are looking at is work. And under work, we are looking at the first. Today is just the first part of work. The wisdom of God is revealed through His work. Psalm 104, verse 24. Psalm 104, verse 24. It says, O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. And in Proverbs 3:19, it says, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding he hath established the heavens. The wisdom of God is revealed through his work. How do we see that we serve a wise God? When we see His handiworks, when you discover through the science, whether physics, chemistry, biology, all we do is just to discover. Even if when we create something, we create it based on what we've discovered, the principles that we've discovered. So, in essence, we don't really create anything. There's nothing new under the sun. He has made it all, and we just put it in different shapes, because at the end of the day, silicon, which forms a major part of your computer processor, it comes from the earth. And the gold we use in our computer circuits, it's all from the earth. God had deposited all of that there. And by the wisdom revealed, that is when we're able to do what we do with it. So when you see the clouds, when you see the birds fly without falling, and we discover how they defy the law of gravity, and by that we make the airplanes, we should come back and remember that we saw what God had done before we did ours. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wisdom of God is revealed through His work. Say, the wisdom of God is revealed through His work.
The wisdom of God is revealed through His work.
And Proverbs 3:19, if we want to see the wisdom of God, we see how the earth is formed, the foundations of the earth, the fact that the earth rotates, the kind of forces that holds things in place, what keeps the earth in orbit around the sun, the wisdom of God. Number two, the essence of divine wisdom in your life is to work. Remember, the subtitle of today's walk in wisdom is work, work part one. In Exodus 28, verse 3, it says, and thou shalt speak unto all that are wise hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make. Make there is to do something. It's a verb. That they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. So they have been filled with the spirit of wisdom. But how then, or for what reason, did God fill them with the spirit of wisdom? Is to do something, to work. So the essence of divine wisdom, people say, Pastor, pray for me for wisdom, pray for me. And sometimes we feel so spiritual when we're asking for certain prayer topic, like pray for wisdom, then we feel more spiritual, you know. Solomon asked for wisdom to be able to rule God's people well. So the essence of divine wisdom being released on us when we study the word of God, when we pray for wisdom, the essence of that wisdom is to work. And our third point, wisdom is never displayed in the life of non-workers. If you don't work and you don't find something to do, there is no need to display wisdom. And today I'll give you about 6 scriptures about lazy people and why laziness must never be part of your life. Why you must never raise a child to be lazy. Why you must never take a lazy person as your best friend. Proverbs 12:27 says, the slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. So a lazy person does not want to eat from what they have suffered to get. They are always about getting what others are laboring for. And when you have the mind of a lazy person, when you are put in a government position, you only go there to go and chop taxes, to spend taxes without doing any work. You want the thing to be big for you just to spend. And it's very sad when we have systems that don't support work, but rather support spending. And that is a major problem. No accountability. People spending monies that they have not worked for. Someone said there's no free lunch. Truly, there's no free lunch. There are young ladies who have made up their minds that they want to get a rich guy somewhere to be spending his money. That is their framework of their mind. Sometimes you find their mothers supporting it. And sadly, you find believers who have this mindset that, oh, I'll use my beauty and my body to get it. My friend, work. You must work and stop putting up lazy attitude. For someone to work and you to chop, that is very wrong. And one day, the day of reckoning will come where you have to answer. Proverbs 18:9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. So people who waste, they waste state resources, waste company resources, family resources that are being left. When they come on the scene, they waste it all. They work together with lazy people. Lazy people in your environment will just open doors of waste for that organization. May that never be our story in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Proverbs 26:15, it says, the slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. Hey, it grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. It means that after getting one contract, they make about 10 Ghana cedis. After that, that is all. To bring their hand again, to work, to make money again, it will take another 5 years. You rather want to do lottery and then spend monies that they haven't worked for. God have mercy upon us. And I pray that you won't go into a life of lottery and gambling, trying to get money that you haven't worked for. Proverbs 26:13. The slothful man saith, there's a lion in the way, a lion in the streets. Excuses. Lazy people find excuses. They don't want to work. How would the wisdom of God be revealed in your life when you keep giving excuses? One excuse, another excuse, excuse, excuse. For 5 years, you've been giving excuses in the choir. When will God reveal his glory in your life? God have mercy. Today, the word of God is for our change. Proverbs 26:14. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. I mean, so sad. Imagine. So when you observe that your child, when they sleep, they just love to sleep, even turning in bed. And they shift from third gear to fifth gear. And in the morning, they come with dreams that crocodile was chasing me. Yes, you were sleeping. When you sleep and oversleep, what won't chase you in dream? You have dreams that you shouldn't have. And you forget the good dreams that you should remember. So the attitude of the lazy person is even put there. You don't even want to give them work because one, they will attack you with excuses. Two, the attitude alone, they are not responsive. Their response, it will take you a long time to get them to move. God help us.
Amen.
God help us. Amen. Proverbs 21:25, the desire of the, and listen to the end of the lazy person. You should take note of this scripture and tell it to anyone that you find lazy around you. Proverbs 21:25, paste it in your room. The desire of the slothful, it what? Killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. So any slave queen or slave girl or slave princess, and the slave princes, even the men, who they just want to find a sugar mommy to marry so that they can be chopping. Say, Pastor, right now, there's times of suffering are past. Right now, even the girls, we have to do selection. You must get a wife that can put something on the table. Find a Proverb 31 woman. Proverb 31 woman didn't say the woman is rich. It says she's hardworking. And you, the man, you have to be the first example to the woman. You must work hard to take care of the woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And stop scouting for rich families. Whether it is Kokoren Tumi family, you already know the families you hear of in town. So your prayer topic that you put on the altar, Pastor, I want to marry a family who has been represented in the country's presidency before. Hey, my brother, don't be lazy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be lazy. Our next point is you must be conscious and content with God's specific graces on your life. In Exodus 35:35, it says, them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work. Listen to them, of the engraver, of the cunning workman, and of the embroiderer, in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work. So you know that God has given you special grace to sing in the choir. What are you doing at the ushering department? I don't understand. That this one to the pastor has to beg you that say, this is where God has given you the grace for. Like, why must it even be a topic of discussion? Accounting is your area. Why is it that now you want to go and do some other job? You want to create websites? I don't understand. Look, the fact that you had your first degree in physics does not necessarily mean you must be a physics teacher. Hallelujah. God has not given you that grace to do that. Don't go and be a problem in that school. And now start having bad report before even land you somewhere in cases that your name shouldn't have been mentioned there. You know that God's calling is upon your life. Go and do the work of God. I advise you. I humbly advise you. So know the specific graces on your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And to work doesn't mean that it's anything. Scripture has said that whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it. God will bless the work of your hands.
Amen.
But as God increases you, move into the grace under which he has blessed you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so today we are going to pray right now. We are praying right now that, Lord, please grant me the spirit of wisdom like Bezalel and the grace to work with the wisdom you've given me. In Jesus' name.
Lord, grant me the wisdom. Grant me the spirit of wisdom like this, and heal in the name of Jesus.
Lord, please grant unto me the spirit of wisdom and the grace to work with the wisdom that you deposited in me in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, Lebra Tayan and Enema,
the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace,
the spirit of wisdom. Grant me wisdom to operate where you have given me the grace to do so in the name of Jesus.
Our next topic, you are praying that, Lord, grant me the grace to overcome any hurdle regarding the work I do. Any hurdle. Nehemiah had people who were sent to oppose him. And in our work, whichever work you do, you find opposers, you find opposition, you find issues that you need to deal with. But the glory of God will be revealed because of the wisdom of God. So pray and ask God for the wisdom and grace to overcome every opposition and every hurdle or challenge that you encounter in your work, in the name of Jesus.
Lord, grant me the grace to overcome every hurdle in the work that you have given to me. Lord, every opposition to destroy in the name of Jesus. Every opposition to success of my way to destroy in the name of Jesus. Every opposition makes way right now.
Before we go into worship, I want to give you this opportunity to give your life to Christ Jesus. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love, for the sacrifice that you made for me. Today, I surrender my life completely to you. Please grant me your Holy Spirit to help me live a life that is pleasing unto you and be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And for anyone believing God for work, my prayer for you is that time and chance happened to all. Let the opportunities, God sent opportunities, locate you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Just gave your life to Christ. Contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 2026-0009090. God bless you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Shalom.